The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
What up, world? Welcome one and all to another episode of Ocho Live, presented to you in partnership, as always, with SB Nation's bloggingtheboys.com. My name is RJ Ocho. You know me, of course, from BTB and from right here as your humble host on Ocho Live. You can watch our live show every day about 3 o'clock Central Time. Got a lot of ways for you to do that. There's Twitter, there's Periscope, there's YouTube Live, there's the Blogging the Boys Facebook live feed. If you need to catch the rewatch, you always can at bloggingtheboys.com. Or if you are a podcast fan, you can subscribe to the Blogging the Boys podcast feed where you get all sorts of different shows, including Ocho Live, including the 750 with two-time Super Bowl champion Tony Casillas. Make sure you subscribe again on Apple and Android devices. If you need the link, hit me up. Happy Friday. It is Friday, October 12th, 2018, not Friday the 13th. Awfully close. Javier Quinones joining us on the BTB Facebook live feed says, hello from Vegas, baby. Shout out to the Sin City. It's been a busy day, a very busy Friday, as the Dallas Cowboys get ready to host the Jacksonville Jaguars on Sunday. Trying to get back to 500. You know, if the trend from this season continues, the Dallas Cowboys should win on Sunday, because they've lost one and they've won one and they've lost one and they won one. Now they've lost one. Are they going to win this one? This is going to be a tough one. It is a very, very difficult matchup when you look at what the Jaguars bring, especially on the defensive side of the ball. But let's get into what's going on today again on October 12th. First things first, Jerry Jones appears on 105.3 The Fan every Friday morning. And boy, oh boy, did he drop a bit of a doozy today. Jerry Jones said on 105.3 The Fan, when talking about Jason Garrett, asked if, Garrett was his guy. Garrett was doing a great job. Jerry Jones said, and if you're watching Ocho Live, you can see the graphic now, does he have some things he could do better? Of course. But what we've got here is an asset that I think will get us to where we want to go, and that's a championship. That's right, baby. Jerry Jones on Friday morning endorsed Dallas Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett and said he believes that he can bring a championship to the Cowboys. Your thoughts, your comments on Twitter, Periscope, YouTube Live, and the Blogging the Boys Facebook Live. Do you agree with Jerry? Do you disagree with Jerry? I have a feeling that's going to be where most, if not all, of you fall. This is a really interesting thing for Jerry to say on the week after Jason Garrett's 4th-and-1 decision to punt against the Texans. Obviously, it has not been a smooth week for Jason Garrett and his time as the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. Wesley Destiny on BTB's Facebook Live, he says, the boys will not win a championship with JG. Tyler Cutright responds with the crying, laughing emoji, as does G-Dog Silva. Chris Lopez on BTB's Facebook Live, he says, well, after we finish 5-11. Again, this was a if you want to just get a kick, if you just want to giggle a bit, go to my tweet. Go to the Blog of the Boys tweet. Go to our Facebook post with this. The comments will definitely let you know how people feel. Eric on BTB's Facebook Live, it says, sorry, Jerry, not buying it today. And a lot of people have read into this. A lot of people have read into this to the degree of when Jerry Jones fired Wade Phillips 8 years ago in 2010, before that, Jerry publicly supported Wade. Jerry publicly was on the record as having Wade's back. So people kind of reading between the tea leaves. Is that what this is? Does he really believe it? It was a very strange interview. If you get a chance, go listen to it on 105.3 The Fan. Jerry, when trying to give Jason Garrett a compliment, was talking about Jason Garrett's educational background. And as we all know, Jason Garrett went to Princeton, which is a very, very supremely intellectual school, obviously one of the best schools in the country. And so Jerry Jones, when kind of trying to give props to that, Jerry Jones was like, oh, he got his degree from Harvard or whatever. So it's like, we're supposed to be impressed because Jason Garrett got his degree from Princeton, but it's so not impressive that Jerry Jones doesn't even remember the name of the school. It was very, very interesting. But you look at this, this was a very, very big statement by Jerry Jones to say, again, does he have some things he could do better? Of course. But what we've got here is an asset that I think will get us to where we want to go, and that's a championship. That's right, baby. Jerry Jones saying that today about Jason Garrett. So, it is what it is, as they like to say. It is what it is. We wrote about this at blogontheboards.com if you want to go take a look for more of our thoughts. We also wrote about the latest Dallas Cowboys injury report, which hits your screens now if you're watching Ocho Live. If you're listening and you want to see it again, head over to BTB. Cowboys have a long injury report today on the Friday before their Week 6 game against the Jacksonville Jaguars. As far as full participants in practice on Friday, Tavon Austin, he's good. Cole Beasley, he's good. Taco Charlton, he's good. Ezekiel Elliott, he's good. David Irving, we'll get to him in a second, he's good. Jahmyr Olawale, he's good. Tyron Smith, he's good. Antoine Woods, he is good. Chido Awuzie was a limited participant in practice, as was Bryce Butler, as was Malik Collins, as was Randy Gregory, as was DeMarcus Lawrence, who we'll touch on soon in a moment, as was Deontay Thompson. We already knew that Sean Lee was going to be out for this game. Joe Thomas suffered an injury as well. We knew he was going to be out. The linebacker depth sure is shallow. But officially, as we head into Sunday, questionable players for this game. We've got Cheeto. We've got Bryce. We've got Malik. We've got Randy Gregory. We've got DeMarcus Lawrence. And we have Deontay Thompson. Lots of injuries, lots of things mounting up. It is that time of year. Once you get in the middle of the season, you've got guys who are battling injuries all over the place. And you look at it, this is the first appearance of Bryce Butler on the injury report. Zeke Elliott, again, you know, had this little ankle. Jerry Jones did talk about that on 105.3 The Fan, said it wasn't an issue. But on the subject of injuries, I don't think there's any one that's really obviously worth panicking about right now. Obviously, Travis Frederick's out. Obviously, Sean Lee's out. Joe Thomas, man, that sucks that he's going to miss some time because he'd really been playing well, one of the better free agent finds for the Cowboys. But there really are no injuries that I think are you know, something to really freak out about. However, it is worth noting that DeMarcus Lawrence, a few tweets from the Dallas Morning News' Brandon George on Twitter at @DMN_George and from DallasCowboys.com's Dave Hellman at HellmanDC. Brandon George with a tweet earlier this afternoon, Cowboys defensive end DeMarcus Lawrence said he has a torn labrum in his shoulder and has been playing through it for 2 years. He said he'd think possibly about having surgery to repair it this offseason. Said he was in a lot of pain Sunday at Houston, but feels much better now. And how much pain was DeMarcus Lawrence in? Just how much does it hurt? Dave Hellman's tweet, Lawrence said he was basically crying on the sideline after a hit on Deshaun Watson last week. This is big. This is certainly very relevant when you look at, first of all, DeMarcus Lawrence is the Cowboys' war daddy. He's their best pass rusher. He's their individual sack leader as far as their team is concerned. DeMarcus Lawrence is very necessary to what the Dallas Cowboys want to do defensively and therefore as an entire team. So that is why it is big, number one. Number two, and probably number one in a lot of people's eyes, it is gigantic for DeMarcus Lawrence as an individual because he is playing on the franchise tag. DeMarcus Lawrence is looking to get healthy so that he can get paid, and he deserves to get paid this offseason because he is a beast. If DeMarcus Lawrence has a torn labrum that will, at that point, be over 2 years old, goodness gracious, DeMarcus, that could impact your free agency status, which is a testament to how awesome DeMarcus Lawrence is that he's playing through this, especially if it hurts so much that he's crying if he's on the sidelines. That's insane. You know, this isn't, I don't think this is anything to really worry about, but it is worrisome. It is worrisome in the sense of, is this a bit of a ticking time bomb? Is this something that's going to go off? Is DeMarcus Lawrence going to be unable to do something at some point because of his torn labrum? But if he has been dealing with it for this long, obviously it didn't impede him last season when he ripped off 14 and a half sacks. He's got 6 so far this season, so obviously it's not really hindering him. But it is important to note that DeMarcus Lawrence apparently has a torn labrum. That does not sound like it would tickle people. That sounds pretty painful. So we'll keep an eye on that. But on the, by the way, Eric on B2B's Facebook Live, he says, wonder how much that affects his long-term contract status. Exactly. I mean, that's exactly what we're talking about here. We've got Broderick on B2B's Facebook Live. It says, D-Law sacrifices himself to play for a weak coaching system. I think DeMarcus is sacrificing himself for the greater good, even for himself, because DeMarcus knows if he puts together another impressive season on top of a 14.5 sack season, that he is going to get paid. And right now, he should get paid. There's no reason that DeMarcus Lawrence shouldn't get paid, yet somehow, some way, he's still fighting through a torn labrum. He is one tough dude. So shout out to DeMarcus Lawrence. Let's get to David Irving. A tweet from the Dallas Morning News' Kate Haropolis on Twitter, at Kate Haropolis. Irving said the coaches want to play him 10 to 15 snaps Sunday. That's what they say now, but if it's a close game, I know good and well Marinelli is going to be sending me out there and putting me through the ringer. I'm ready for it. David Irving, it was discussed this week by the Dallas Morning News. Their report about everything he's been dealing with since trying to get back with the Dallas Cowboys, able to return from suspension last week but did not play against the Houston Texans. It does seem like David Irving is going to play. In fact, it seems like he's going to start on Sunday for the Cowboys at defensive tackle. They are in sore need of help along the interior of that defensive line. You think about it, Antoine Woods is healthy. That certainly helps them, but Malik Collins is still beat up, and David Irving will be a welcome return, right there in the middle of Rod Marinelli's defensive lineman. But this is, a complicated thing, David Irving and his status and what's going on. Again, if you haven't, I encourage you to go read what the Dallas Morning News reported on it. He has been through a lot, off of the field and in his personal life, but with custody battles and things like that. But David Irving seems ready. We will get to see him, obviously, on Sunday against the Jaguars. It remains to be seen if he'll be that monster, if he'll be that force, if he'll be that guy that we know. We haven't seen him since the week after Thanksgiving last year. So it's been, we're talking almost 11 months here. David Irving has every opportunity to come into this game and make his dent, make his presence known. And I think Cowboys fans everywhere certainly are hankering for that. On YouTube Live, Linda Callasso says, Bryce, how did you get hurt on the sidelines? Going back to the injury report and how Bryce Butler was on there. It is questionable to see how Bryce Butler's hurt. Obviously, Deontay Thompson's hurt. The Cowboys down. I don't want to say that injuries help, but the Cowboys being limited as far as their receivers go, as far as injuries are concerned, could actually help them because it could force them to stick to a certain set of receivers, which is what everybody's been clamoring for. So we'll see what happens. By the way, on the subject of not really injuries, but of roster news, of roster updates, etc., a little while before we jumped on Ocho Live on Friday, ESPN's Adam Schefter did report that the Jacksonville Jaguars signed former New York Giants offensive tackle Eric Flowers. So fingers crossed that Eric Flowers plays this week. Speaking of those New York Giants, though, last night, Thursday night, the New York Giants got roundhoused by the Philadelphia Eagles on Thursday Night Football. The Giants have now played two division games. They are 0-2 in them. One loss against the Cowboys, one loss against the Eagles. The Cowboys and Eagles have each played one division game, obviously each one coming against the Giants. The Redskins have not played a division game yet, but they will next Sunday when the Cowboys head to Washington to take them on. And, look, I know that it feels like the sky is falling. I know it feels like things are grim. I know it feels like things are just, one particular way, but if the Washington Redskins lose on Sunday, and they very well could, they got to host a tough Carolina Panthers team. If the Redskins lose, and if the Cowboys somehow pull off a win, which I know right now feels impossible. In fact, I picked the Jaguars to win this game. But if the Cowboys win and the Redskins lose, guess who's in first place in the NFC East? So this is this feels like a line we're going to be jump roping over as the season goes on. It feels like this season's already lasted 10 years, but we are only at week 6. So more fun, if you want to call it fun, is definitely on the way. So that about does it for Friday's episode of Ocho Live. Hope you enjoyed it. This is a home game, so I'll be there working it, and we'll have lots of audio available for you in a special podcast edition of Ocho Live after the game. So make sure you subscribe to the podcast feed on Apple and Android devices. We'll have lots of content available for you at blogoftheboys.com. Everybody have a great weekend. We'll see you obviously on Saturday for another edition of Ocho Live. Listen to the Saturday Morning Hangover on ESPN San Antonio. You'll hear me and James Pledger. That will be a lot of fun. Enjoy your Friday night. The weekend's here. Fall weather's starting to show up, so it is a fantastic time of year, no matter how it feels like our favorite football team is doing. But have a great rest of your Friday night. Have a fantastic Saturday morning, and we'll do this whole thing tomorrow. So with that being said, we will see you in the other, my friends. As always, go Cowboys, and peace out.
Hello, I'm Spencer Hall from SB Nation, and I want to tell you about my new show, It Seems Smart. It Seems Smart is a show about people doing things that, for some reason or another, seem smart at the time. Those things might include doing a little cocaine and driving a bike up a mountain. Or, I don't know, maybe racing 100 miles per hour across the country in the middle of the night with no one's permission. Or even stealing a bat from an umpire's room in a Major League Baseball park. Check it out, and if you like it, tell a friend. I'm Spencer Hall. Don't do anything smart.